Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
So I mentioned that Erie County Republican Chairman Michael Crocker is going to join us right now when it comes to this big special election in the New York State Conservative Conference that went on this morning. So right now, we're going to go to the live line. Erie County Republican Chairman Michael Crocker. Sir, it is always good to have you. You are live on News Radio 930 WBEN. How are you?
Great to be with you, my friend. Aren't you all over New York State today?
Yeah, Albany in the morning. I smashed myself in the face with an ironing board, which is what everybody feels like going to Albany, right?
Yeah, it's. I'll tell you what, Albany's a beautiful city to have in your rear view mirror.
When you're driving home on the thruway.
That's correct.
So can you, Chairman, and obviously there's a great, great working relationship between the Republican Party, especially in Erie County, and the Erie County Conservatives and the state Conservatives. So let's talk about this conference that Jerry Kasar, who is the state Conservative chairman, hosted in Albany Sunday and Monday, where I was this morning. The foundation, Chairman Crocker, was really laid for 2026. How important is that to kind of like rally the troops and say, hey, we're going to fire Hochul, save New York, and win Republican and conservative seats up and down the ballot?
Well, first, I do agree with you completely that the relationship between the Republican and conservative parties in New York is critical. It's certainly critical here in Erie County. I enjoy a great relationship with my friend and partner in the Conservative Party, Chairman Ralph Lurigo. If not the one of the longest standing Conservative Party chairs in the state of New York, and a great ally to electing conservatives here in Western New York. And the great Chairman Jerry Kasar has been a longtime friend, our state Conservative Party chairman. I know you got to see up close CPAC, the great event that they put on in Albany, and that is so important. And in 2026, that relationship is going to be key here locally and, of course, statewide. We've got Bruce Blakeman, who is going to be our Republican and Conservative Party nominee running against Kathy Hochul. This is really an election about saving our state for the future. You've got a governor who has dramatically increased costs, raised your utility bills, unleashed criminals into the streets, made our state less safe. And then you've got somebody who is a county executive, is the county executive of the safest county in New York State, who's held the line on taxes and is going to actually stand up for working people and American values here in New York. So it's a very big contrast between the two candidates. But I think as people get to know Bruce Blakeman, they're going to see that this is a guy who's the real deal. He's going to run an aggressive campaign. And we have a real opportunity with the Republican Conservative parties united behind Bruce to defeat Kathy Hochul in 2026.
And that's going to be happening, correct me if I'm wrong, Chairman Crocker, next week. Is it next week, the New York State, when it comes to all the committees come together, when it comes to the convention and nominating Bruce Blakeman for governor?
That's correct. I hope you fueled up the car on your way back from Albany, because now the Republicans are going to crisscross the state and head to Long Island, Garden City, and Nassau County for our state Republican Party convention. That'll take place Monday through Wednesday, the 9th through the 11th. And that's going to be a very exciting event. It's going to be where we as Republicans formally nominate Bruce Blakeman to be our Republican candidate for governor, as well as races down ballot for attorney general and state controller, which are very important races. But it's also about setting the tone and energy for the year. We have got to be, as Republicans, excited and energized. And I say there's no better turnout tool for the Republican Party than Kathy Hochul being on the ballot. And I know that our folks here in Western New York are going to be very eager to get out and vote to defeat her. And I think the Blakeman campaign knows that they can't win statewide without winning Erie County. And we're going to be hard at work to help make sure that they do. And, you know, again, 2025, we had some challenges across the country as Republicans. That's about turnout. And we got to make sure that those who are fired up to vote for Donald Trump, when he's not on the ballot, you still make sure you get out and vote, because there are people who are against the America First movement on the ballot every single year. And I think that's holding true as I see the Democrats rolling out candidates for local office who are seemingly running campaigns solely about Donald Trump. So they want to run against him. Well, let's make sure that the Trump vote gets out this November.
Chairman Crocker, you mentioned the statewide races, and of course, Bruce Blakeman is the big one running for governor. But you know who I found fascinating today, and it was the first time I've ever heard him speak, was Joe Hernandez. Private sector guy, incredibly wealthy, grew up, I think his family's from Cuba, grew up under a communist regime, and is really living the American dream. This guy was powerful. And it's one of those races, Chairman Crocker, because even when I was Erie County Comptroller, it never got attention. The comptroller races never get attention. But don't you think this is a great candidate to potentially like run up the middle, big Democratic primary? And this guy can pull this off.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Yeah, I was fortunate. We had Joe Hernandez out in Buffalo very early on in his campaign. He came out to Western New York to meet with the Erie County GOP. He came to our Christmas reception, sat with some of us at Republican Party headquarters, and told us his story. And it's a really remarkable story. He's a very accomplished individual, has degrees from very impressive schools that I wouldn't have had a chance to get into, has had a great private sector career. And again, as you mentioned, that immigrant background and being a first generation American who identifies as a conservative Republican and is going to run a campaign that is about lifting people up. And I think that's very important. And the comptroller's office, you know, anybody who's a public employee, this office is very important, because what I've seen out of the left, Tom DiNapoli and others, is this effort to politicize the state pension fund. And that's one of the big responsibilities of the comptroller, is managing the pension fund. And I would say this, you know, I think public employees in New York State want somebody who's managing the pension fund that cares about return on shareholder value, not on making political statements. You should not be using the retirement fund for the hardworking public employees of this state as a political tool. It should be about making sure that hardworking New York employees can retire comfortably. And I think Joe Hernandez, with his business background, his experience in Wall Street, and his humble beginnings, will be somebody who understands the value of a dollar and how to put that dollar to work to make sure that New Yorkers who retire can live comfortably, and then also does the job that you did as comptroller of being the taxpayer watchdog and weeding out waste, fraud, and abuse in state government, which, you know, let's be honest, this is New York and Kathy Hochul's in charge. There is waste, fraud, and abuse behind every corner. So very impressive guy. I think he brings a lot to the ticket and is going to show that we as Republicans are going to reach out to every community possible to share our message and get people on the team.
Yeah, Joe Hernandez, I'm telling you, he's the guy. He is the guy. He was really impressive, and now more than ever, we need a strong check and balance on the worst governor in America, Kathy Hochul. Chairman Crocker, last question for you. Can we go now locally? There's a big, big, big special election on Tuesday. Number one, most important, who's eligible to vote in that 61st Senate district? And from your perspective, why is it so important to elect Dan Gagliardo as our next state senator?
So this is a very important election, very short sprint. We had about 30 days to run this campaign because the governor called the race extraordinarily quickly. Amherst, the Tonawandas, North Buffalo, Grand Island are all in this district. If you're unsure if you're able to vote, call Republican headquarters or better yet, call the Erie County Board of Elections. Tomorrow is election day. It's the special election, so tomorrow is your last chance to vote in this race. And we have an opportunity to elect an outsider, somebody who has created jobs in this community, somebody who's a working class individual who is going to Albany to fight for working people and put the partisan politics away. We've got enough party politics in Albany. We need somebody who comes in from the outside, doesn't care about party labels, cares about delivering results, making West New York more affordable. And that candidate is Dan Gagliardo. So I'm urging folks, get out and vote tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. at your usual polling place. And if you're not sure, if you're in the district, you can call the Board of Elections. If you need a ride to the polling place, you can call Erie County Republican headquarters, and we'll make sure we get a volunteer out. But special elections are low turnout. You know you've been involved in them. So every vote is going to matter. And I'm telling you, if you want somebody who's going to go to Albany not to be a part of the system, but to deliver for you and your family, you better get out and vote for Dan Gagliardo.
There you go. Erie County Republican Chairman Michael Crocker. As always, good to chat with you, brother. Thanks so much.
Take care, my friend.
Greatly appreciate it. That's Michael Crocker. And then coming up in the next half hour, Tom Barton. He is a nationally known sports betting expert. He's going to give his hot take on the upcoming Super Bowl, one I am not going to watch. Screw the NFL. I don't like how the Buffalo Bills were treated. This is Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly. Stay with us. I'm here till 6 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.